Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up now. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tough news for the Washington Redskins. Darius Geis, a running back I really liked. I really liked the pick of Darius Geis. Last night, they're playing the Patriots. Six carry, takes off in a long run. During the course of the run, he tears his ACL. He thought he had hyperextended his knee. MRI came back. He tore the ACL. He's out 8 to 9 months. That's a tough break. That's a good football player. I thought it was going to be not great, but a good NFL running back. Unfortunately, now he has to go through rehab. All right, our play-by-play call today. Yes, Saquon Barkley ripped off a 39-yard run on his initial carry in the NFL. And was done after the first, I think, series of the game. Baker Mayfield played more than that and came up with some big plays like this one.
Callaway goes far side, wide to the right. C.J. Board wide left. Higgins slot left. Tight end is in tight on the left side. Chubb the running back. Mayfield shotgun from the 10. Baker's got the snap. Baker up in the pocket. Baker shuffling, throwing, end zone. Caught in the back corner of the end zone. And it's a touchdown as the Browns do it again. David Njoku is having a night, his second of the game.
Browns do it again, do what? I haven't done anything for 2 years. Baker Mayfield was 11 of 20 last night for 212 yards and a couple of touchdowns as the Browns did win the preseason game last night over the Giants on our play-by-play call of the day. Tough news, though, on Darius Geis. Eagles game showed us zero last night. Steelers showed us zero last night. You at least were able to get a taste. Yes, a taste of the National Football League last night. I watched 5 minutes of the Cowboys 49ers. And C.J. Beathard was the quarterback. They scored on a running play. And great. And so, I mean, I watched. That was after I got back from doing a baseball game last night. So there you are. There's the NFL in a nutshell. It's nothing to report at all in the Urban Meyer situation. Nothing. There's what I love is what qualifies for news these days. Okay, I've now seen two stories where Urban Meyer, one's in the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the other one on CBS Sports. Urban Meyer's not allowed to have contact with any of the coaches or the players. Yes. Okay, I got that part when they said he was on paid administrative leave. What did you think he was allowed to do? How about nothing? It's like that's called paid administrative leave. That's called being suspended with pay. Okay? Paid administrative leave is suspended with pay for the uninitiated, evidently. But it's a story now. He can have no contact. What, you didn't think that the first day when they announced it? So there's nothing to report there at all. Zero. There is a new commercial out for the dispute between Comcast and BTN. 12 of the 14 coaches appear in the commercial. Two that don't are Paul Christ and Urban Meyer. You're like, oh, yeah, they can't put Urban Meyer in there. They recorded this in Chicago before any of this happened. And the reason Paul Christ of Wisconsin and Urban Meyer of Ohio State are not in the commercial
is that Wisconsin and the state of Ohio don't have Comcast.
That's the reason why. Well, Mark Silverman has told John Orrand, Sports Business Journal, and John's been our guest a couple of times. We're going to try and line him up in the next week or so. We're going to have a series of best-of shows next week, but then right after that, we're going to get John in the show. And he told, Mark Silverman told him, he said, look, he says, after what I said in Chicago, it's still, we're in the same spot, essentially. The contract with Comcast runs out August 31st. Now, I know Service Electric is in our area, and of course, they've had their troubles with BTN in the past. But Comcast serves the vast majority of Pennsylvania. It serves the vast majority of New Jersey, the vast majority of Maryland, if not all of Maryland. I think it's, they serve all of Maryland. They serve all the population centers of Michigan. So they serve southern Michigan. They don't have the UP. But the southern Michigan, which includes Grand Rapids, Lansing, Ann Arbor, Detroit, Jackson, okay, it serves all, Kalamazoo, it serves all of them. All right? So that's where they are. Most of Indiana, including Indianapolis. Most of downstate Illinois, no, but upstate Illinois, including Chicago, is Comcast. And even though the vast majority of Minnesota is not Comcast, the one area that is Minneapolis-St. Paul. Iowa, no. Nebraska, no. So now you're looking essentially at Michigan, Pennsylvania, Maryland, obviously Rutgers, Indiana, Purdue, Northwestern, and Minnesota. They might get knocked out because it's not just BTN. It's also Fox Sports One in a bundle. For Penn State, three of their first four games are either on BTN or Fox Sports One. They open up BTN, Appalachian State, Beaver Stadium. Next week doesn't matter. It's Pitt. It's ABC. It's the night game, Heinz Field. Pitt being an ACC team, so the contract would fall under what happens with them. So that's what that game's on. Kent State, Beaver Stadium, Fox Sports 1. And the Big Ten opener at Illinois on that Friday night, the 21st, is Fox Sports 1. If you're a Comcast viewer, if things stay the way, with no agreement, you won't be able to see that game either. So the Big Ten coaches, you know, obviously being instructed by the conference to put this together, did make a commercial asking fans to get involved. We're going to find out what it means. But again, this is what affects you. Now, if you're Service Electric, you're fine. That's worked out. But if you're Comcast, and you're sitting there throwing your hands in the air. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Big Ten Network needs Comcast. No getting around it. First year Big Ten Network is on in 2007. No Comcast, no Time Warner. Big Ten Network, deep in the red. Then after 1 year, Comcast and Time Warner both come on together. Big Ten Network has been financially in the black ever since, turning really nice profits. So BTN needs Comcast. Time Warner contract, they're fine. That's why, you know, like I mentioned, Ohio and Wisconsin are both Time Warner. New York City's Time Warner, too, by the way. They have no issue. But the Comcast deal was a 10-year deal that runs out August 31st. And BTN needs Comcast. Now let's flip it around. Okay, obvious. BTN needs Comcast. Comcast needs BTN. And the reason Comcast needs BTN is you want to look at Penn State fans, Michigan fans, Indiana, Purdue, Northwestern fans, right? And say, Michigan State fans, no, you don't need to see the games. I wouldn't need to carry BTN. You already have a massive issue with cord cutting. Massive issue with cord cutting. Cord cutting is across the board. Millennials are struggling to afford cable. It's interesting, we throw a lot on the millennial. Oh, they're trying to win them over here. Their viewing habits are different there. There's a reason why their viewing habits are different today, okay? And a big reason is they can't afford it. Think about when you came out of school or when I came out of school. Right? You either had minimal college debt or no college debt. We were able to pay off school. I was all set. When I came out of college, I was all set. I started from square one. I had no college debt when I came out of college in 1980. Most people that came out of college in 1980 did not have college debt. Or if they did, it was a minimal number compared to today. Today, some of these students are coming out of college with tens of thousands of dollars of college debt. Well, they have to make decisions. Do I buy a car? What kind of car do I buy? Do I get an apartment? Do I get a condo? I can't afford a house because I got to pay my college loan. Okay, now where do I cut back? Well, okay, one area I can cut back is maybe I can cut back on cable. That's why you're seeing so many millennials not jumping on the cable bandwagon, because the college debt has just suffocated their spending ability. So they already got a cord-cutting problem. Now you're going to increase the possibility. Well, if they're not going to carry BTN, the heck with it. Boom, I'll figure out another way. I'll go to Verizon Fios. And there you go. So while BTN obviously needs Comcast, take my word, Comcast needs BTN. You got a regional network where it turns out, I've looked at the Comcast service map, a gigantic percentage of their customers live in Big Ten country. Now, they also have a lot in New England, which isn't, but yeah. Amazing. So it's obvious BTN financially needs, for carriage and money, Comcast. But Comcast, conversely, yes, does need BTN. You can't keep looking at your customers and say, "Nah, I'm not going to do that." Can't do that. Can't do it. I can see them going through the first weekend without it. Then I think through drama, we'll see if it makes it through a third weekend. It could take a little bit. But that is going to be, what are we now? 21 days from today? Gone. And that's going to be, obviously we know what other big stories happen to be, but that's going to be a big one that affects you. It's going to be a big one. So let's just wait and see. I don't like the fact that we got to wait around and see. That should be something that should have been taken care of a long time ago, because the two sides have to understand they need each other. I know everybody's looking for the best deal, but this isn't it.
Want to thank, by the way, Deborah Lucy, who has jumped on, says she likes Steve Jones Show page. Thank you, Deborah. We've had a lot of likes lately of people jumping on the Facebook page. Thank you so much. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Ah, yes, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none. Led by the barrels and the dills. All on Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
What happens when one parent needs nursing home care and the other is still...
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mike Kosicki of the Miami Dolphins.
It's definitely an exciting time to be part of this program. You know, very similar to, you know, kind of what we're getting at Penn State. I'm excited for the future in Miami, you know, playing for the Dolphins. I mean, I think that the future is definitely bright.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Really like walking by the suits office as he's extending his left arm into the air to this song. It's amazing what it does to send everybody out to the parking lot. And out of the building. Oh, Kyle, stop laughing. All right, so the suit, he's our guy. Getting it done.
At least he doesn't hide it. He doesn't hide it. When he likes a song, you know it. The whole hallway knows.
Kyle, just so you know, like, he doesn't hide. It's hard. It's impossible. It's impossible to hide. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was talking about some of the new NCAA basketball rules earlier. You notice they never touch football because the conferences really are the ones that put football together. Now, the Big Ten officials are coming in this weekend here, and so is BTN, by the way. They're going to do their camp tour this weekend. It's going to air on Monday. And I can tell you they're coming in this weekend because Penn State doesn't practice on Monday. So they're going to do it this weekend, but it's going to air Monday. And they don't touch football when it comes to the rules they talk about because the conferences are in charge. They're the ones with the money. Now, money is the biggest moneymaker for college basketball is the biggest moneymaker for the NCAA. That's why they're doing what they're doing. But they don't get to the heart of what's going on. It's like it's almost in Indianapolis. They at times seem tone deaf to what is the reality of the situation. You can't sit there and assign black hat, white hat. You can't keep doing that. So in other words, when the FBI comes out with its investigation, four assistant coaches, a layer involving the AAU at one point, a layer involving obviously apparel companies at another point, prospects, so forth, it makes it seem like it's all dirty out all over the place and there are black hats and white hats. And that's not true. It's not true. What they did this week was so minimal, in a lot of ways trivial, and deceptive. And here's where they're deceptive. They are deceptive in, for example, we're going to let players, if they're not drafted, go back to school. That was the bullet point. Then you read about it, and it's only the players that go to the combine. You have to be specifically one of the 60 players invited to the combine that if you don't get drafted, you can go back to school. Now, this year, that numbered 7. 7. Nobody else qualifies. Just the 7. Would have qualified had the rule been in place this year. 7. Really? That's what you did? You made up a rule that would affect 7 people? And I can tell you, there's a very good chance all 7 would have kept going with their pro careers
and all seven would want to go to an NBA Summer League team, and if it didn't work, would play either in the G League or overseas. They're done with school. They're done. Now, the part where you can have it, where you can announce you're turning pro and get an agent, now that was progressive and that was really well done. But here's the tough part of it. Okay? If I have great prospect Kyle Alexander sitting there, and I'm the agent. Now, what's my job as the agent for me personally? For me personally, it is to have as many clients as possible because I get a percentage of their contract. Now, do you think I'm going to look at Kyle Alexander and say, you know what, maybe you had to go back to school for another year? Of course he's not going to tell you that. Not going to tell you that. So what they did this week, putting more teeth into enforcement, yes, but there was some hocus pocus.
Okay.
Sunbury Motors Kia is getting aggressive in August with 22 under 20 grand. Sunbury Motors Kia is getting aggressive on prices with 22 brand new Kias priced under $20,000. Choose from 2018 Kia Fortes, Souls, Rios, Optimus, even some 2019 models.
These models won't last long.
Sunbury Motors Kia has 2018 Kia SUVs under 30 grand, plus 0% for up to 72 months available on many models. And get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Have a trade? They're aggressive there, too. Paying you top dollar for your trade. SMC is getting aggressive in August and purging their 2018 inventory now. Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Taxes, tags, extra, 0% financing, or qualified customers through KMN. Restrictions apply. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
Ready. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And now we bring in the mystic from the East himself, the man, the myth, the legend, my brother.
Hey, man, what's up?
If I knew, I'd tell you.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that lime green house that was on Sullivan Avenue forever?
Yeah.
That ugly lime green. I went to the hardware store. I drove by it yesterday, and I saw a backhoe outside. I came back, and the house was gone. they demolished it in like an hour.
So. One backhoe and finished?
Yep, gone, man, rubble. Now it's just an open field with hay on it. I swear to God, in like 5 hours, they took the whole house down, the property down, everything. So the poor guy probably finally died. I don't know why. I mean, you know, I've been on the street for 45, 50 years, and I never saw who lived there. But he always, every 2 or 3 years, painted the house fluorescent green and right on the corner, and I never saw the guy. But he probably finally passed, and they just knocked the house right down.
Jeez.
So, yeah. So,
gone.
That's about all I got, man. That, that and one of the people I told you gave me a great big job, and not Steve Lamont. Steve Lamont's good. But a friend that we grew up with, they gave me a ton of work and all this stuff, and I go to bill them. And I Googled their address and all that, and they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They stuck it to me. Wow. What are friends for, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The risks that you take, I never dreamed that would happen. And so.
Jeez.
But, yeah. So, everybody's a big shot today. Not really. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin takes a shoe in the butt again.
Yes. You aren't the only one.
Going? Oh, great. Yeah, everything's great. Yeah, well, make these parts for me. Oh, great. Yeah, what a great job. Send me an invoice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any money. Sorry. But thanks for the parts.
Wow.
Yeah. So how's Barkley doing with the Giants?
Well, he ripped off a 39-yard run on the first carry last night. And he ended up with, like, four carries for 40-something yards last night. They love him.
Good.
They love him. And they should, because, I mean, he's a quality player that actually wants to be good. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys that I always appreciate guys that, men or women, that are really talented but never take their talent for granted.
Right. Right.
And that's Barkley. I mean, Barkley's the kind of guy. The only area about Barkley that ever concerned me about him in terms of his drive is I wanted to always make sure every time I watched him, when I watched him practice, that he wouldn't get too down on himself for making a mistake.
I remember going to the game. The game we went to last year, and we were just sitting up watching. I was watching the warm-ups, and, you know, everybody catches the ball and turn and run, catch the ball, turn and run, except one guy catched the ball. He didn't turn and run. He was gone. And I was like, oh, my God, that guy is incredibly quick and fast, and it was Barkley.
Right.
And I was like, man, it's his first step is just incredible. And then if he makes it into the secondary, forget about it. So he just sticks out that way. You know, for the naked eye that's not really, you know, in tune with everything that's going on, he stuck right out on the field just in warm-ups. You know, and I did not at that point know it was Barkley. Until he turned around, I saw his number, and I said, oh, my God, that's Barkley. He's incredible.
Well, I mean, he knew that when he came in, he had to be a better receiver. And so he worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. Okay. Then he knew the next step was...
You can't play in the NFL if you're not, so, and he is.
Well, then he knew the next step was he had to be a much, much better blocker. And he really worked on it, because look, if you're going to be an every down back at college or in the NFL, you have to be out there and you have to protect. That's one area. For example, let's take Le'Veon Bell. People can slap him around all they want right now verbally because he's not in camp and his contract demands and so forth. But Le'Veon Bell in the NFL level is the definition of a complete back. He runs legitimate pass routes. He's not one of those circle and float out of the backfield guys like Zeke Elliott, who's a very good receiver, by the way. Elliott has good hands. But he doesn't run routes. He's just a flat guy. In other words, I'm in the flat, dump it off to me as your safety valve.
Right.
Bell runs legit, cut, tough to cover routes. Bell is the guy that Ben Roethlisberger would tell you is so important on blitz pickup. Because he's such a great blocker. See, this is what Barkley, that's why he's been working so hard to do this. And the part about getting down on himself, last year, I'll give you an example. Last year, they're doing a kickoff return drill in practice. And Barkley dropped one. Okay. Now, punts are harder to catch than kickoffs.
Right.
But it's a kickoff, and Barkley dropped it. It happens. Unfortunately, it happened on a Sunday night and not on a Saturday.
Right.
So they go back now, and okay, now it's his turn again. You know, because they had four or five guys back there. And it was finally his turn. He dropped the next one. I mean, you'd have thought the world ended.
He was, I mean, and nobody said anything to him. They didn't have to. So he stays after, he's catching kickoffs. It's a, you know, that's the way he is.
That's why he's so good.
I mean, he doesn't take his talent for granted. And that's, I mean, part, it's, you know, obviously I had the privilege of watching it up close for 3 years. He's an ultra-talented guy that knows in order to succeed, you have to work your guts out and take coaching to go with being ultra-talented.
I was just going to say that. He's very coachable. Coaches yeah. love that, you know.
Well,
hey, you don't
I mean,
have to tell a guy he dropped the ball. You know, he knows he
right.
dropped it.
Of course
know?
Not.
Right.
I mean, that's for example, I'll give you an example. Okay, a guy that's really coachable is Tom Brady.
Yes.
And I go back to a story when Bill O'Brien was the head coach here, and Bill and I were doing the Thursday talk show. And at this point, it was at Letterman's. Now it's at Permane Brothers. So we're sitting at Letterman's, and this guy at a table, they take the mic out to him, and he says, now, when it comes to coaching quarterbacks, he says, I mean, you really didn't have to coach Brady. And Bill's like, the temperature rose 45 degrees.
Right.
I'm sitting a foot from him because Bill's getting so mad. Okay? So I kind of grabbed Bill's arm a little bit like, okay, just, you know. And so when the guy was done, I said, Bill, let's get to the crux of what he's talking about. Great players want to be coached. Brady wanted you to coach him. I said, what is it about these quarterbacks that you see in them where you want to be coached? So you kind of save it here because because that guy was not going to survive the night. I can tell.
Okay. Right.
Bill is so mad. But that is the point. Have you ever heard Peyton Manning? Ever heard Peyton Manning refer to one of his coaches by their first name?
No.
No. It's always been... Now, you and I know... You and I both know, I mean, I've known Jim Caldwell for 30 years. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, our sons played Little League ball together, the whole thing. Right? I have never heard Peyton Manning call him Jim. I've always heard him call him Coach Caldwell. David Cutcliffe at Duke, who was his offensive coordinator at Tennessee, is always Coach Cutcliffe. Okay? There's a great documentary showing Peyton Manning on his comeback, where several of the players come down to Duke, Eli comes down to Duke, you know, and they're going through tape together and over and over and over again, where, in other words, I need Coach Cutcliffe to coach me. That's Peyton Manning.
Right.
I think there's too many people that make the silly, absurd assumption that some people are so good they don't need to be coached when it's 180 of that. And that when I hear stuff like that, that tells me they don't know the game at all.
Well, all you have to do is look at the game of golf. You know, how important is a golfer's coach? You know, that they're great. They can all hit the ball 300 yards. They can hit it a mile. They can hit it straight. But you're lifting your left toe. You know, you're lifting. They point out things that, and they have to respect the coach. They have to respect that what he's saying is helping me. And respect is earned, not attained. And they know that that coach helps them. I mean, a famous sideline sight is Bill O'Brien and Tom Brady going at it, you know?
Right.
And
well, I mean, look what you're talking about.
Brady said it was all him. He said it was just in the heat of the moment, and that's because Bill expected more from Tom, and Tom took the criticism. Brady's great. I hate the press when they knock him down, and the guy shows up and plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. You know, love him or hate him, he's a tough guy.
Well, they hate him because they can't beat him. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Like Cameron McCormick with Jordan Spieth, Butch Harmon, another great. I mean,
yeah.
So there's some great golf coaches out there. And remember, golf is different than a game for this reason. You go to a game, it's a 50-50 chance you're going to win the game. There's only two teams out there.
Right.
In golf, you have to beat 155 other players on a given week.
Yep.
It's,
except for the Ryder Cup. I love
now,
the
Ryder Cup's team thing. Yeah, Ryder Cup's a team thing. Or yeah. President's Cup, both. Team. But you have to be able to... I mean, so it's not a question of, I had a bad day and I lost this 50-50. I could go out and have a good day, shoot 500 par, and Gary Woodland goes out today and shoots 10-under par, and he's in the lead.
Right.
It's the way it goes. I mean, and Gary Woodland is a 10-under par, for example. I mean, there's a lot of good guys out there. I've always tried to make this point to people over the years that... I said, I can't stand when I hear somebody say, he stinks. He stinks. Excuse me. There are 7 billion people in the world. 160 of them have their tour card. He doesn't stink. He's just not as good as that guy.
Unless he's got money on him.
Well, and you know what? And it's interesting you brought that up because I was going to bring this up. I don't know how many Buffalo Wild Wings you have in your area.
Quite a few, but yeah. I guess some of them are going to be closing.
They are in trouble right now, and they were going to open one here in State College. They talked about it for 2 years, and it never opened. And
it's a great place. I just think there's too many food places, that's all.
Well, they're looking for a way to get an edge. Listen to this. They would like to talk to states that are going to go with sports betting about putting betting kiosks in Buffalo Wild Wings to try and get people to go there.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I just landed a big job to redo a restaurant that we redid 2 years ago, and he had off-track betting in the basement, but now Connecticut's allowing it. It's going to be a total sports betting bar. We're redoing the whole restaurant, making new bars for him, the whole nine yards. And it's all... And he just redid the whole restaurant. But he's redoing it again for the sports gambling. He's going to have TVs on every wall all around the place. And so it's big business.
Well, I'm surprised right now that Pennsylvania doesn't have it. Now, because I thought they passed a bill in the fall that Governor Wolf signed that would open the door that if the Supreme Court ruled a certain way, they could go in that direction. And I thought by the end of July that it might be happening in this state. It has not happened here yet. It's only happened in New Jersey, Delaware, and Mississippi.
Well, Connecticut has it.
Well, I know. Sportsbook?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we're building a bar right now for sports gambling.
But is there actually a place right now that you can walk in and actually put a bet down in Connecticut?
I'm not sure about that, but I've got to have my bars done in 2 weeks because he wants to open.
Wow, that's close.
Yeah. No, it's I believe the governor signed off on it here, so we're going to have sports.
I can tell you right now, Connecticut should have been one of the first to sign off it right away because you need money somewhere.
Well, I know, and you know what? I could care less about it myself, but on a business aspect, it generates a lot of money for the economy, not just the gambling part. I mean, there's a construction company that's redoing the restaurant. There's Jones Metal Products is doing all the metal work in the place. There's guys who had to go in and demolition the place. It generates a lot of money for the economy just building the places, you know?
No question. Oh, no
you
question.
Have to
that's
do stuff. You got to step out of the box. People got to stop, old gambling's no good. Well, then don't do it. You know, it has nothing to do with you. As far as the economy goes, it employs people. And if it employs people, that's a good thing. I mean, people say gambling's no good. Well, alcohol's no good.
Well,
but they
my attitude is
alcohol, you know. If you got a gambling problem, you got a gambling problem. But if people are alcoholics but they don't stop selling liquor, that, you know, you got to move on. You got to move on to new things, new horizons, and the sports betting. And it's like everything. Too much is no good. I think too much of Amazon is no good, because what people, the company that I'm talking about that went bankrupt on me, what did they do? They made display racks for department stores and Kohl's and Toys R Us and Macy's. Well, all Sears, all those places are going under because of Amazon, and they're taking a lot of companies with them. The companies that make the display racks for them are going out of business, and all those people are losing jobs. And people don't look at it that way, you know. But too much of anything is no good. Too much social media is no good. You know, there's a lot of good things about it, but somebody else is going to take it in the butt on the other end, and nobody ever hears about those people.
Or do they care?
You know,
I'll give you an example. You remember J.R. Vitarch, who lived next door to me in my first house?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the awesome guys on the face of the earth. He has his own garage that's been in his family for years, called Tire Town here in State College.
Yeah.
And I take my car there and have forever. But I remember he and his wife, Judy, won't, for example, shop at Walmart. Now, why won't they shop at Walmart? The reason is Walmart then expanded and put a garage in that directly competed with him. So now you've got the big store, Walmart, competing with the little guy that's been established for years here.
Yep, and he cannot compete with him.
Right. Well,
he can try to, but...
It's still, it makes it more difficult. How about that?
Yeah.
It makes it more difficult. That's why, like, local business... I mean, look, you talk about local business. I mean, look at today. Sunbury Motors. Awesome local business. Okay? Brewers Outlet. Awesome local business. Okay? Purdy Insurance. Awesome local business. I mean, that to me, that's what makes the engine run.
Yeah. And a lot of those small companies are getting killed. They're getting killed... And people don't care, because at Amazon, if you eat Slim Jims, you can put Slim Jims in your cabinet and have a little button that all you have to do is push, oh, I'm almost out of Slim Jims, and Amazon will mail you another case of Slim Jims tomorrow. Who can compete with that? You can't. And there's a point where... You know, is it good or is it bad? Big deal, you can get it, but people don't even leave their house. You know, geez, I don't...
Right.
Christmas shopping? That's a joke. Most people just sit in their basement on their computer, order up all their Christmas presents, have them delivered, and they never... We used to go to the mall. You know, you come home from college and everybody would socialize at the mall. Well, the malls are gone. At least around here, they're just about all out of business.
Yeah.
The Enfield Square is not the Enfield Square you know.
No,
there's
I know.
Five stores left in it. And Sears was on one end, they're gone. Macy's was on the other end, they're gone. And Macy's also had their home store, men's store, in the middle, and they're gone. So that leaves the shell with Victoria's Secret and, you know, Bath Body and whatever, but none of these people sign leases.
Right.
You know? And they refuse to sign leases so they wouldn't get locked in. The place is a ghost town. I was there on Black Friday because LensCrafters is in there, and that's where I get my glasses. I was the only one in the whole mall on Black Friday. Because there's no stores open. So, it's give and take. And it's, but you've got to move on. So I feel for the companies that are taking a beating.
Whatever we can do to support local business, I am 100% behind. 100% behind. Whatever we do to support our people in our area,
I'm the first guy to be there in all four. I don't care whether it's Purdy or whether it's Sunbury Motors or whether it's Brewers Outlet, whatever.
Oh, you got to keep Brewers Outlet going.
Right. Oh,
at
yeah,
least until I get my pickles.
But I mean, but there's a long list of people that we have in this radio station. Long list.
Yeah,
local.
And you're 100% spot on right. It's going away, and people got to open their eyes and say, you know, it's okay if I got to get in my car and go to the store.
Yep.
Okay,
hey.
You got to go.
Yeah, I got to run. I got to do a game tonight, and I got the All-Star game to do on Tuesday. So, yeah.
I got to get a pizza. So,
go get it.
See you next week.
See you next week.
All right. Bye.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Imports, Domestics, Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the Pickle Bar, the aforementioned one, second to none, led by the Barrels and the Dills, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Another great week here in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Have a great weekend, everyone.